All right, so Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion in the sugyas at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Let's remind ourselves where we left off. Last week, we discussed the Isur Achila on Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah starts off, Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. And Rav Huna explains to us in the Gemara that this Mishnah is necessary for the position of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that in general, there's no Isser Achila before Shabbos and Yontif. Only before Pesach is there an Isser Achila. And that is because of Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah. Last time we spent a while discussing what exactly Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah means. What's the connection between the obligation to eat matzah on the night of the 15th and this rabbinic prohibition to eat from Samach Lemincha and onward on the day of the 14th. We outlined two main approaches. The first one was that of Rashi, that lo yochal kedei sheyochal matzah shel mitzvah latei avon mishum hidur mitzvah, that one shouldn't eat on the 14th because by not eating on the 14th, one facilitates hidur mitzvah in the mitzvah of matzah on the night of the 15th. Then we had the position of the Ran, earlier than him, Rabbeinu David, who argued based on the pashtos of the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin that really the prohibition of Achila on the 14th is out of concern for Achila Gasa, that if one consumes his matzah in a state of Achila Gasa on the 15th, he won't be yotzei his mitzvah, because the Torah does not consider Achila Gasa to be a Maisa Achila. Therefore, to ensure that one does not eat his matzah in a state of Achila Gasa, one is prohibited from eating on the 14th. And we analyzed those two positions, and we mentioned some ramifications between them. This week, we want to transition to the related topic, not of the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach, but rather the Isser Achila prior to Shabbos and Yontif. The Isser Achila throughout the rest of the year before any Shabbos or before other Yomim Tovim. So that's what comes up at the very beginning here in the Gemara. We'll go through the Gemara quickly. We will we'll note the two shitos in the Tanaim, and then our discussion will center on the analysis of the machlokas between the Tanaim. How exactly do we understand the positions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? What does that reflect about each position? And we'll also hopefully discuss some of the ramifications of the approach that we take to the understanding of this machlokas. Let's begin in the Gemara Tzadites Amid Beis. My area Arvei Pesachim Afilu Arvei Shabbos V'Yamim Tovim Nami. Why is the Mishnah dealing specifically with Erev Pesach? After all, it seems like every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif has an Isser Achila. How do we know that? Because of the following Braisa. The Sanya Lo Yochal Adam Arvei Shabbos V'Yamim Tovim Min Aminchu L'Malach Kedei Sheikonis Teshabbos Keshuta V'Tevei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that what? That one is not allowed to eat from Samach Lemincha and onward on every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif. Note the key words. Why? Kedei sheikanis l'Shabbos kishehu tava. Gabe, what does that mean? Kedei sheikanis l'Shabbos kishehu tava.
He comes into Shabbos hungry.
Yeah, comes into Shabbos with an appetite. He's looking forward to his Suda on Leil Shabbos. We'll have to discuss what exactly lies behind that idea. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, get him on the books, record him on the books. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there's an Isser Achila before every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif from Samach Lemincha and onward. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochav Aholich Ad Shetechshach. Oh, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi holds that one is allowed to eat all the way till dark. He doesn't have to stop eating at Samuch Lemincha. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We know from last week that, of course, Rabbi Yossi agrees about Erev Pesach. That's what Rav Huna is about to say. Amar Rav Huna lo tzricha el l'Rabbi Yossi da amar ocha v'holi chad shetechshach. Hani mili bari shabbos v'yam en tovim. Avo b'erva Pesach mishum chiyuva de matzah moda. Rav Huna says that because of the chiyuv of matzah on the night of the 15th, therefore Rabbi Yossi agrees that on the 14th of Nisan there's an Isser Achila, but on every other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that there is no Isser Achila, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there is an Isser Achila from Samach Lemincha and Anru. The Gemara goes on to suggest another possibility, an alternative, that maybe the Mishnah could be read as being needed for the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Temer Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam Ba'ari Shabbosos Yomim Tovim and Amincho Lamala Huda Aser Samach Lamincha Shari, Alo Ba'erva Pesach Afilu Samach Lamincha Nami Aser. So Rav Papa suggests that perhaps even for Rabbi Yehuda there would be a distinction between Erev Pesach and other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, that whereas Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, the Isser would start from Mina Mincha Ulamala, namely from 3:30 and onward. On Erev Pesach, it would start a little bit before then, Mina Samach Lemincha Ulamala, namely from 3 o'clock and onward. But eventually, the Gemara rejects that possibility based on another Braisa, and it concludes at the top of Daf Kufa Man Aleph, Elamach Vartok de Rav Huna. We prove that Rav Huna's position, Rav Huna's explanation of the Mishnah is the best one, namely that the Mishnah of Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha is necessary for the position of Rabbi Yossi, not for Rabbi Yehuda. What emerges from the Gemara? We have a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not allowed to eat in Samach Lemincha Olamala every Erev Shabbos and Yontif, whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, that's true only for Erev Pesach, but not for every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. My friends, what exactly is the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Now, to delve into this question, let's begin from... You know what? Actually, let me ask you. You volunteer for a second. Whose position is more compelling? Whose position is more novel and whose position is more pasha? What do you think? Anybody? Yeah, but within the Tanoim, but between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, do you think that there should be an Isser Achila before Shabbos and Yontif or not?
There should not.
So you agree with Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Why?
Because on Pesach, there's actually see if they're right up in order to be hungry for the Ma'ani and the Matzah. And therefore, it makes sense that you have prohibition to not eat a little bit for the actual time. You have to eat the Matzah. However, by Shabbos and Yontif, you just have the, you just have to have, like,
wow, okay, beautiful, Ethan. So Ethan is basically citing for us the explanation of the Ran, and preceded by him, Rabbeinu David. So before we'll come back to that, we will certainly recap what Ethan just said. But essentially for our purposes, it's staying a little bit broader for now. According to Ethan, the more compelling position is that of Rabbi Yossi. And if I'm understanding you correctly, Ethan, the reason why you're saying that is because you think that the Isser Achila should be wrapped up in the Chiyuv of Matzah. If you don't have a Chiyuv of Matzah, there's no room for an Isser Achila. That's essentially what you're saying. Okay. So let's dig a little bit deeper there. Okay? The reason why I reviewed our shiur from last week was not only because Chazara is paramount, but also because knowing what we learned last week is going to be critical for understanding the machlokas that we're dealing with this week. So let's phrase the question as follows. We know that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that there's an Isser of Achila on Erev Pesach, right? And there were two positions, there were two basic approaches to that Isser Achila. Either because we want to have Chavivos and Hidr Mitzvah for Matzah, or because of the concern for Achila Gasa. Yeah? So when you keep that in mind, and then you transition to analyzing Rabbi Yossi's position that there's no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, what do you have to say for Rabbi Yossi? You have to say that whatever the basis was for the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach, that basis does not exist on every other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Because had it existed, then it would have triggered an Isser Achila the same way that it does on Erev Pesach. Yeah? So, for example, let's begin from the position of Rashi and the Rashban. Okay? On Erev Pesach, why does Rabbi Yossi think that there's an Isser Achila? Because of Matzah Shel Mitzvah L'Tayavon Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. One beautifies, one makes a mitzvah, one enhances a mitzvah by having an appetite for it. Yeah, by eating the matzah with an appetite, that is a better, a more enhanced maisa mitzvah than eating the matzah without an appetite. Yeah? So Moshe, I might ask you the following question. why doesn't that same svara apply to every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif? Oh, okay. So now we're coming on to what Ethan said, what Ethan said very eloquently. That there's a big difference between the Tesvav Nisan, between the first night of Pesach, and Shabbos and Yontif. On Tesvav Nisan, you have a formal mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, whereas on Shabbos and Yontif, you have a chiyuv of Oneg, or maybe on Yontif, you have a chiyuv of Simcha, but you don't have a formal Maisa Mitzvah. So the question is going to be, what exactly is the relationship between a chiyuv of Achilas Matzah versus this idea of Oneg Shabbos or Simchas Yontif? So we'll come to the Ran in a second to try to explain that. Before we do that, let's take a question from Jake. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm happy you clarified. So I'm not saying that proves that he holds that it's a din in Hidr Mitzvah. I'm saying, let's assume Rashi's approach. Let's assume that the reason for the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach is because of Hidr Mitzvah. Let's assume that. Yeah? So granted that assumption, the question becomes, why does the same Svara, why does the same logic not apply to every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif? Yeah? And that's where Moshe and Ethan are filling in the name of the Ran and Rabbeinu David, that there's a huge difference between the mitzvah that awaits a person on the night of the 15th of Nisan, Achilas Matzah, and the mitzvah that awaits a person on the night of Shabbos or the night of Yontif. And the question is to try to clarify that a little bit more. Is that clear? Oh, okay. So I want to get to that. Okay. In terms of that debate in its own right, we showed that there were nafkamina last week, right? We had, for example, what about if you drink a little bit of wine? So we said a little bit of wine satisfies a person, but it's not going to lead him to achila gasa, right? So for Rashi's approach, one should abstain from drinking just a little bit of wine, whereas for the Ran and achila gasa, it would be no problem to drink a little bit of wine. So that was that. For that machlokas in its own right certainly has nafkamina. Yeah. Now we're working from that machlokas to try to understand another machlokas, right? Whether they're going to be interconnected or not, we're not sure yet. Let's table that question for now. Hopefully, we'll come back to it. Okay. Someone else had a question, Elon?
Yeah. Under we're going according to Shita, Rashi, there should be a difference between Heder Mitzvah Deraisa and Heder Mitzvah Derabona. Both of them are Heder Mitzvah.
So you're saying every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, there should be an Isser Achila, because why not? The same way that I should have an appetite for the Chiyuv Matzah, so too I should have an appetite for my Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif.
Right.
Yeah, great. So that is the counter argument. And that's thank you, Ilan. That's exactly the question that I was trying to formulate. Right? If I hold of this idea of Knisa B'taiva, having an appetite, so if it's applicable to Pesach, why is it not applicable to Shabbos and Yontif? That's exactly what Ilan is asking. Moshe and Ethan are already giving the answer. So let's see the answer inside. Okay?
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, Moshe.
What about Sukkot's first night? Is there any mitzvah?
Wow! Woo! Okay, let's save that either for this coming Wednesday or before Sukkot. Okay? Great question. The reason why Moshe is asking that question is because Moshe is aware that there's such a thing called Zera Shava Tesvav Tesvav. We know that we connect the first night of Pesach with the first night of Sukkot. So if the first night of Pesach is connected with the first night of Sukkot, and there's an Isser Achila prior to the first night of Pesach, should there be an Isser Achila prior to the first night of Sukkot? Wow, Moshe, unbelievable. Okay, so let's... Yeah, well, okay, so listen, take my explanation for it. Meaning on every Yontif there's an obligation to eat, right? Every Yontif there's an obligation to have two meals, every Shabbos is an obligation to have three meals.
Don't think, but like specifically specifically sukkahs, though. You don't have to make the first night. You don't have to do anything. Like, technically, if you didn't want to.
Oh, so on the first night of sukkahs, right, you have to go out of your way to eat in the sukkah. Yeah. That's true. Meaning maybe that provides a little bit more of a formal character to the mitzvah. That's what you're trying to say. That the same way the Torah is mechayiv you to specifically eat matzah, so too it's mechayiv you to eat in the sukkah, as opposed to just generally having a sudas yontif. Yeah. Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves though a little bit. Alright, so that's a great, great point. Let's table it for now. Okay? Bli neder, we'll get back to it. Okay? Alright, so for now, let's see, what's the answer to Ilan's question? So I have for you the Ran on the story sheet. The Ran is a little bit shorter than Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David explains a little bit, gives a little bit more meat to it, but the Ran should suffice for now. So the Ran says in source number 4, Aval hacha mishum matzah modeh. Right, so Rabbi Yossi agrees that on Erev Pesach there's an Isser Achila because there's an obligation to eat matzah. So, frek the Ran, Rana asks the question, V'yafagav the mitzvahs oneg Shabbos nami midoraisahu. Wait a minute. If the whole svara have an Isser Achila, so you have a mitzvah de oraisa that awaits you the next night, well, on Shabbos and Yotif, I have a mitzvah de oraisa too. I have the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. So what's the difference? Says the Ran, Hasam lo pakde rachmana a achila vehedya, ela lekadish es haShabbos ula unga. What exactly does the Torah obligate you to do on Shabbos and Yontif? It doesn't tell you to eat. The Torah never told you to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. The Torah told you to be joyous or to feel delight on Shabbos and Yontif. It told you to be me'anig es haShabbos. They didn't tell you to eat. It told you to have oneg. What is the manner in which, what's called the hechi timtza, what's the means by which we fulfill the mitzvah of oneg? By eating. Because by eating, humans feel good. That's a sense of oneg for humanity. So therefore we eat. But are we fulfilling a mitzvah of achila? No. We're fulfilling a mitzvah of oneg. In contrast, says the Ran, in any situation, in any context, in any circumstance, in which eating will not cause the result of oneg, pleasure, delight, then you're not obligated to eat. Because what's the whole point of the eating? It's to facilitate, it's a means by which we fulfill the effect of oneg. Whereas in contrast, the mitzvah of matzah is intrinsic. It's not a means towards another end. The Torah told you to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. Bo'erev tochlu matzos. You have to eat matzah tonight. That's a formal mitzvah. Masha'ein kein, when it comes to oneg Shabbos, the Torah never told you to eat, told you to have oneg. The eating is just a means towards fulfilling the oneg. So therefore, says the Ran, there's a big nafkamina between the two. For achilas matzah, I'm chayiv to have matzah tonight. So therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, let me go out of my way to ensure that I will fulfill the mitzvah of matzah tonight. Masha inkein, in contrast, for oneg Shabbos and oneg Yontif, I'm obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos and oneg Yontif. But I don't necessarily have to do it by eating tonight. So if I find myself in a situation where eating is not going to facilitate oneg, well then I don't have to eat. So says Rav Yossi, why do I have to prepare to eat? After all, there's nothing telling me that I must eat tonight. That's the svara of the Ran. Then he ends off, V'Rabbi Yehuda svir lei delo yochal, k'dei she'ikarnis l'shabbos k'shutav. But Rabbi Yehuda obviously disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that there is a value to having an appetite in advance of one's Shabbos meal. Okay? So, let's try to recap where we are right now. Okay? We just had a beautiful explanation of the Ran. As I told you, it's preceded by him, by Rabbeinu David, that the difference between matzah and oneg Shabbos is in the nature of each mitzvah. The chiyuv of achilas matzah is a formal mitzvah that is incumbent upon a person. It's intrinsic. It's not a means towards another end. It's an end in and of itself. So therefore, I must prepare to fulfill that mitzvah, because if I don't fulfill it, there won't be any substitute. Whereas the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, one means by which to fulfill Oneg Shabbos is with achila. But there's nothing telling me that I have to eat on the night of Shabbos or the night of Yontif. And therefore, says the Ran, according to Rabbi Yossi, I don't have to prepare for that meal. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda going to respond to Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that one should have an appetite going into Shabbos and Yontif. And that's why it's aser to eat from Samach L'Mincha and onwards. So what do you guys think? What would Rabbi Yehuda respond to Rabbi Yossi? What do you think? Ethan? Very nice. Okay, so you know, to add a little bit of maybe to change the terminology just a little bit, we know that at least midrabbanan, we're obligated to have actual sudos on Shabbos, right? It's not just like I can come to Shabbos and say, okay, however I want to have my own egg, I'll have it, right? No, there is some formal component to sudos on Shabbos, right? Even if it's only midrabbanan. So maybe Ethan's saying as follows, maybe if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda might agree with Rabbi Yossi's assessment of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. But he'll just tell you that that doesn't mean that there's no significance to a meal on Friday night. There's still some significance to it. Maybe it's a chiyuv derabbanan. And if that's the case, why not plan ahead? Why not plan ahead? So essentially, if that's the case, then the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi really turns on something that my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig Shlita, calls halachic planning, quote-unquote. Do you have to put yourself into a position that will allow yourself to fulfill a mitzvah at a later time? Or can you say, I'll live my life how I want, and when the circumstance arises, I'll determine whether I'm able to fulfill a mitzvah or not? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you should do halachic planning. You should think ahead that really, as Ethan said, the most preferable way, maybe a chiyuv derabbanan, to fulfill Oneg Shabbos is with a suda on Friday night. So therefore, you should plan ahead to have that suda. So therefore, you should have, there's an Isser Achila on Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos, to ensure that you'll be able to have that meal. And Rabbi Yossi responds, no. There's no need for halachic planning. Live your life as you'd like to, within the parameters, of course, of halacha. And when you get up to the situation, you'll decide how the halacha dictates. So, you get up to Shabbos, if you're already full, you don't have a mitzvah to eat in that moment, because it's not going to fulfill Oneg Shabbos. That may be the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That certainly may be the case in Rabbeinu David. There is what to say that Rabbeinu David holds that way. Yeah, Ethan. Yes, yeah, so you're saying that if the chiyuv suda were only midrabbanan, it would be like almost like a gzeir l'gzeir.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it gets into a little bit of trickier issues because here the suda is the formal fulfillment of a mitzvah de oraisa. It's not a mitzvah derabbanan solely, right? It's a derabbanan enacted way to fulfill a mitzvah de oraisa. Right. So it almost is all like a gather around the Deoraisa in a certain sense. Yeah, Ilan.
Two things. One, with interest of Ran, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda really has no response, because part of the Ran, the whole Isser, comes from the fear of Achilles Gasa.
Okay. So let me come back to that. Okay? I'm sorry to stop you in your tracks. I want to come back to that, though, okay? Because everything that we've been discussing so far has been assuming Rashi's approach. Right? Everybody's assuming that the only factor here is knisa b'taiva, having an appetite, going into Shabbos Yontif Pesach, and the question is, where does it apply, where does it not apply, and how do we explain the machlokas? Okay? Before we go on to Ilan's point, I just want to offer another possible interpretation of the machlokas. So far we said the machlokas might be whether there is such a concept or an obligation of halachic planning. I think that there are other ways to explain the machlokas as well. Okay? And I want to suggest two other alternatives. Okay? Here we go. You ready? First one is as follows. Who's to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yossi's understanding of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos? Maybe Rabbi Yossi views the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos as a result-oriented mitzvah, where the Torah wants you to be in a state of Oneg, but it doesn't care how you get there. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah does take on a much more formal character. According to Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps, the Suda of Shabbos is not just a means towards an end, but rather has intrinsic significance. That in Achinami, the motivation for the meal on Shabbos was to create an atmosphere of Oneg, but nonetheless, what's registered on the books formally is the meal. And therefore, we could actually compare the meal to the chiyuv of achilas matzah. Anybody have a question about that? So if that's the case, then the nekudas hamachlokas, the root of the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, wouldn't be about some external issue about halachic planning, but rather it would be about how to characterize the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Is this a purely result-oriented mitzvah, and I don't care how you get there, I just care that you get to the end destination? Or no, I do care about the means that are used. There's a formal requirement to have a meal. Yeah, possible? Okay, so that's a second alternative. A third alternative, which I like a lot, I think this may be the pshat, is that maybe for Rabbi Yehuda, Knisa B'taiva, Knisa L'Shabbos B'taiva, plays a role independent of the mitzvah that awaits you at night. Chevra, everything that we've assumed until now is that the sole purpose of having an appetite is to facilitate some mitzvah that awaits you. Yeah? Maybe the mitzvah of achilas matzah to enhance that mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos to allow for that mitzvah. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda ascribes independent significance to Knisa L'Shabbos B'taiva. And you know what that would be? That would be Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is the idea of preparing for Shabbos. We know that there is a chiyuv midivrei sofrim of both what's called Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And very famously, the Gra and others explain that Kavod Shabbos relates to that which one does to prepare for Shabbos, while Oneg Shabbos relates to that which one does to enjoy the Shabbos itself. Okay? So a lot of the activities that we do on Friday afternoon, for example, taking a shower, setting the table, v'chule, those are fulfillments of Kavod Shabbos. Eating a meal on Shabbos, resting on Shabbos, other such activities on Shabbos, those are fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. Perhaps, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is what some Rishonim say, take a look at the Shibolei Aleket, for example, perhaps, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Knisa L'Shabbos B'taiva is not to facilitate the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos that's going to come later, but rather it's a direct fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos right now, right here, right now. Why? Because by accepting Shabbos, by entering Shabbos with an appetite, one declares that he is awaiting, he's anticipating the Oneg of Shabbos. That anticipation itself is a kiyum. Perhaps that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And if that's the case, then the nekuda samachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is what? It revolves around the significance of Knisa L'Shabbos B'taiva.
Whereas for Rabbi Yossi, Knisa l'Shabbos b'Taiva is significant only in the sense that it facilitates something later on at night. For Rabbi Yehuda, Knisa l'Shabbos b'Taiva plays an independent role. It's a kiyum of kavod, not necessarily limited to the oneg that awaits one on the night of Shabbos. Clear? Okay. So we have three possibilities in terms of how to sketch out the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, again, within this rubric that Rabbi Yossi is driven by Knisa B'Taiva. Number one, maybe it's an external Machlokas, an independent Machlokas about halachic planning. Number two, maybe it's a Machlokas about how to characterize the nature of the obligation of Oneg Shabbos. Number three, maybe it's a Machlokas about how to characterize the value of Knisa l'Shabbos b'Taiva and whether that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos or it's only a fulfillment of ensuring or allowing for facilitating Oneg Shabbos later on. Okay? Those are our three approaches. Now let's get to Ilan's comment. Ilan noted before, very astutely, that this is all fine and dandy. For who? For Rashi. Rashi was of the opinion that Rabbi Yossi holds that there's an Isser Achila before Pesach because one should have an appetite going into Pesach to beautify, to enhance the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. What about for the Ran? What about the Ran? The Ran said that the reason why Rabbi Yossi prohibits Achila Erev Pesach is why? Because of Achila Gasa. So now, let's explain for both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. Rabbi Yossi could say the same explanation as the Ran. Right, Ilan? You could say, well, okay, I'm concerned about Achila Gasa when there's a mitzvah that has to be done tonight. Yeah? But if there's no formal mitzvah that has to be done tonight, then I don't care if you reach a state of Achila Gasa because then you just won't eat. No one told you had to eat tonight. So that could be the explanation for Rabbi Yossi. But what about Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda accept this idea of Achila Gasa? Oh. So if you look at the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is true only for Rabbi Yehuda. So that means that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of this concept on any day of the year, even Erev Pesach. Let's backtrack for a moment. Scratch Yerushalmi for a moment. I'm sorry. I got a little sidetracked. Again, let's say one more time. We have an explanation for Rabbi Yossi. We're not going to apply Achila Gasa to Shabbos because there's no formal chiyuv to eat on Shabbos. What about Rabbi Yehuda? So who asked me before? Jake, I think, asked me the nafkamina between Achila Gasa and Knisa l'Shabbos b'Taiva, right? Maybe that's exactly the root of the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Wouldn't that be fascinating? What does that mean? That according to Rabbi Yossi, what are we concerned about? Only Achila Gasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the concern of Knisa B'Taiva. Knisa B'Taiva is a concept that's not limited to Pesach. That's going to apply across the board. That's going to apply to Shabbos and Yontif as well. Achila Gasa, that might apply only to Pesach. And if that's the case, then that could be the root of the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And the explanation would be as follows. Again, Achila Gasa will apply only on Pesach. Why? Because only on Pesach do I have a formal chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. But Knisa l'Shabbos b'Taiva is not dependent on there being a formal chiyuv, either because of halachic planning or because of an independent chiyuv of kavod. That applies to Pesach, every other Yontif, and every Shabbos. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds of the concept of Knisa b'Taiva, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds only of the concept of Achila Gasa. And that itself would be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi whether there's an Isser Achila before Shabbos and Yotif. Questions? Moshe. Oh, okay. So I'll get to Halach L'maisa in a couple minutes, okay? All right, I just want to go through one nafkamina at least for tonight, okay? Okay, we mapped out, I know it was a little bit complicated because we had a number of different approaches. Okay, I hope you could try to list out all of the different approaches that we took to the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. If we zero in on the position of Rabbi Yossi, namely the position that there's no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, so might there be a nafkamina between the different approaches that we took? I think if we summarize all of the different approaches that we took to Rabbi Yossi, they would come out as follows. Either Rabbi Yossi thinks that what? That there's no requirement of halachic planning, that the nature of the Suda of Shabbos is just a means towards the fulfillment of Oneg. Maybe that the only criterion is Achila Gasa, not Knisa L'Shabbos B'Taiva. So, here's my question. According to Rabbi Yossi, would there still be a Lechatchila? Would there still be a preference to entering Shabbos with an appetite? Meaning, would it still be better to abstain from eating from the ninth hour and onwards? That's my question. What do you think? Is there no preference whatsoever? It doesn't matter at all? Or you think that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that there's still a preference not to eat from 3 o'clock and onwards? What do you think? Anybody? Ethan? Moshe?
I guess no preference.
No preference.
If there is a preference, then why doesn't he hold the same as Rabbi Yehuda? You're just talking about the different level of preference. That's hard to plot with that.
Yeah. Oh, but I think it's exactly that. Okay? So here gets geschmack. All right? If Rabbi Yossi rejects entirely the category of Knisa L'Shabbos B'Taiva, yeah? Remember that final way that we explained the Nekudas HaMachlokas? We said maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds of Achila Gas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds of Knisa B'Taiva, and Rabbi Yossi holds of Achila Gasa. Yeah? So if Rabbi Yossi rejects completely the category of Knisa B'Taiva, then I agree with you. There shouldn't be any Lechatchila, because he doesn't hold of the category. He doesn't hold of the concept. Yeah? But what if he was machshiv the concept? He agreed that there's significance to Knisa B'Taiva, but for example, he just thought that there's no requirement of halachic planning. You don't have to plan in advance. In Achinami, it'd be better for you to have the meal tonight, right? He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, it'd be better for you to have the meal tonight. But we're not going to be mechayiv you to do that, because there isn't such a thing as halachic planning that forces upon a person such a chiyuv. From that perspective, Ilan, I could certainly hear a lechatchila, no? Meaning, he's machshiv the concept, he just doesn't think that it's going to lead to an obligation. But if that's the case, that leaves room for a preference. Whereas if he's not machshiv the concept at all he holds of is achila gasa, so then there's no room for preference. It's all or nothing. Yeah? So this actually relates to a machlokas rishon. In the Tosos on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Ein Mafsikin. So I told you guys to see that. I know I told you to skip over it if you didn't have time. So Tosos actually quotes. Tosos quotes a shita. First of all, Tosos quotes a shita that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to starting a meal. But even putting Tosos aside, there are some Rishonim who say that Rabbi Yossi agrees that there's a lechatchila, there's a preference not to start a meal from 3 o'clock and onwards. And other Rishonim, the beginning of Tosos there, their Ashbam, they imply that no, there's no preference whatsoever. Why not? Why can't you start a meal after 3 o'clock? So I thought that the root of the debate might be what approach you take to explaining the position of Rabbi Yossi. if you think that Rabbi Yossi totally rejects the concept of Knisa B'taiva and he only holds of Achila Gasa, so then there's not going to be any motivation to have an Isur from 3 o'clock. There's not going to be any room for a Lechatchila, for a preference. But if Rabbi Yossi holds of the category, he just doesn't think that it reaches the level of obligation. He doesn't believe that halachic planning require that there's a requirement of halachic planning upon a person to plan in advance for his meal on Friday night, then that would leave open the possibility that even Rabbi Yossi would acknowledge a lechatchila obligation to abstain from eating from 3 o'clock and onwards on Friday. So that is that would be one ramification between the different ways that we explain the machlokas. In terms of Moshe's question of halacha lemaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but it gets a little bit more complicated because there are other considerations that we have to take into account. There are different levels of meals. So there are some meals that are permitted throughout the entire day on Friday, and then there are other meals, like extravagant meals, that are prohibited. So we will save that Be'ezras Hashem for Wednesday night. We'll come to the Gemara in Gittin, and we'll explain the relationship between our sugya and the Gemara in Gittin, which seems to qualify our sugya to some extent. I wish everybody a great rest of the week, and looking forward to continuing on Wednesday night.